Hi, this is Miriam Castilla, and welcome to the Manifesting Playground, where we apply law of attraction in practical and magical ways to transform your business and life so you can have more money, more time, and more alignment. Let's talk about what to do when you love your business, but you hate asking for the money. So, first of all, let's take a step back. What's your business all about and why do you love it so much? If I was to take a guess, I would say that it's the way you express yourself. It's the way that you show up as the most valued and valuable version of you, the version of you that really feels like she can make a difference and you're doing the thing that is your unique contribution to this world and to serving the people that you serve. So your business is all about serving. So if your business is all about serving, then let's park that for a moment. So it's all about serving and self-expression. And then on the other hand, money. What's money all about when it comes to business? Well, money is received in exchange for service rendered, right? It is an exchange of energy. You give service and in return you receive money. You can't have one without the other, not in a business. Otherwise, it's called a charity or a hobby, right? But if it's a business, then that's the exchange of energy that happens. And by you receiving the money, it allows you to give the service. And by you giving the service, it allows you to receive the money. So it's part of the cycle. It's the energy exchange. Now, if you're feeling uncomfortable about receiving the money, you're saying that I don't want to give too much service. Energetically, you are refusing or blocking yourself from giving more service, which is probably why you might find you don't have as many clients as you'd like to have in your business, because you're feeling uncomfortable about the money and it's part of the cycle. If there aren't any clients, you can't give the service, so you can't receive the money, and it takes care of your little problem. But if you want to resolve that little problem and stop blocking the money, which blocks you from giving more service, then you need to do a little bit of changing things up. So start with that reframe and remember that the more money you received, it means that you've been of even more service. So really, you owe it to the world, you owe it to those you serve to become very, very rich, because it shows that you've been of incredible service to the world. So that's a big reframe. And that alone will help you really up your vibration around money. It'll help you start to relate money to money in a whole new and much more resourceful and helpful way, in a way that allows you to attract the money in, to feel good about attracting the money in, and to give even more service. Now, if you'd like to practice that a little bit further, then make sure you access my free money manifesting video training. If you haven't got it yet, you can access it from the link in the description. It's a 25-minute video training that I've recorded especially for you to help you understand the five top reasons why you're not manifesting more money and what to do about it. And you even get a little cheat sheet with it to remind you of what it is I covered for you in the training, just in case you need it later on. So hop to it, grab yourself that, and until next time, remember, keep embracing your absolutely beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye.